listening to the Bible 126 show.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
John 10:27 NIV. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. If there is something that many Christians want from God today, it is to hear from Him. I know you are praying to hear from God. You want to hear from Him. You want to know what He has for you. You are not just praying to God. You also want to hear from Him. So many Christians have been frustrated because they feel as if God is not speaking to them. Many Christians have started doubting God because they feel as if God is not speaking to them. There are so many people who are uncertain about what they should do next. Questions run through their minds. Am I doing the right thing? Should I wait or should I go? Should I start or should I stop? They are desperate to know, am I doing the right thing? They are desperate to hear from God. They pray hard and beg that they hear His voice, but nothing is happening. They are crying because of the situation they are in, and they want God to just say something, but nothing is happening. There are storms in marriages of many people, and they are desperate to hear God speak to them about their marriage, but it seems like nothing is happening in their marriage. There are many people at crossroads right now. They don't know which way to go. They don't know if they should go with this career or not. These people don't know if they should start a business or not. They are praying that God should just speak to them. They are praying that they should just hear the voice of God, but it seems like nothing is happening. Maybe you are in this situation right now, and you are already thinking of giving up. I was like this until I realized that God has always been speaking to me, but I was the one not listening. This is what is happening to you too. God is speaking to you, and He is trying to tell you things that you need to know, but it is you who is not listening to Him. God is saying many things to you, but you are not listening. There are different ways God speaks to His people. There are many things that He uses to speak to you, but you are just thinking of one way and God is telling you to listen. God is speaking to you today, but are you listening to Him? I want to ask you, are you ready to listen to God? Are you ready to ask God to speak, and will you listen? Are you ready to be attentive to Him? You may think that the only way God talks is by calling out to you audibly. Yes. God still talks that way. He can speak to you audibly so that you will hear His voice loud and clear, but that is not the only way He speaks. You need to listen to the words of God. You need to pay attention. There is something called quiet time. That is when you are alone with God in your closet or anywhere you will not be disturbed. It is when you read the Word of God and you listen to God speak to you. Many Christians are not having quiet time. The only thing they know is to pray and pray only. Yes, you are praying, but are you listening? Samuel had to listen to God before he got the message from God. You need to listen, and to listen to means to be closer to Him. You cannot hear God if you have not developed a closer relationship with Him. You cannot hear God if there is no intimacy between you and God. You must be closer to Him and make Him your Father, your friend, and your everything. Let the relationship with you and God grow. This relationship is important, and it must grow. When you have a closer relationship with God, God will speak to you, and then you will need to listen to Him speak. What are the ways God usually speaks to people? 1. Through His Word, the Bible. The way some Christians read the Word of God will never let them hear from God. They pick up the Bible and just read it like ticking a box, that I have read the Bible today. They read the Word of God like they don't need anything from it. They read the Bible just the way they read every other book. They are not expectant. They don't believe anything from God could come out of the Bible. Do you read the Bible this way? Do you read the Bible without the help of the Holy Spirit? It's an amazing thing when God said, "Moses, I want you to write me a book." 40 men of diverse backgrounds over the course of 1,500 years came all together and were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this book that you have in your home. You have a book in your home that did not come from this world. This book is a spiritual book. This is the primary way God speaks to people, and there is no other book that you can open, and as you begin to read it, the book begins to read you. The more and more I read the Bible, the more I begin to understand if there is any book on this earth that knows a man or a woman, it is the Holy Bible. This book exposes the true essence of humanity. This is why I know a man didn't write this book. Yes, men may have penned the words down, but those words came from above. Who would want to write a book like this? It reveals us the true state of man. Sometimes I open up the Bible, and as I read it, I feel as if the Bible was personally written for me, because there are so many passages that really provoke me and that really cut me in two. You need to read it with the Holy Spirit of God telling you about everything in it. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. How do you read the Word of God? What do you even do with it? Do you have a dedicated time when you will read the Word of God quietly and allow God to speak through it? Do you have a time when you allow the Word of God to speak to you? Do you have a time when you shut yourself off from the world and go deep into the Word of God through the help of the Holy Spirit? Do you have a time when all you do is wait on the Lord for what He has for you? Do you think God is running away from you because He doesn't want to speak to you? Do you think God doesn't want to stay right there with you and speak to you as a friend? It is you who is not listening. God is not shy. But believe me, when you read the Bible, you will hear God. The Holy Spirit will begin to direct you and highlight areas in your life that you need to work on. Hebrews 4:12 KJV. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. 2. Circumstances. This is the part we ignore most of the time. When we are faced with storms, we forget about God and we don't even look at what the storms mean or what God is saying with this. God might allow the storm just to tell you that the way you are taking is wrong and you need to move away from there. God may allow a storm to tell you to change your course. You may be saying that, why would God allow storms and not just tell you before the storm comes? The truth is that God will always warn before anything, but we don't always listen. Look at Jonah. He was told exactly what he needed to do, but he decided to disobey God, and the storm came, and not only that, but fish big enough to eat him were prepared for him. My point is that God always, always warns us before the storm, but sometimes we are just stuck in our own ways. God must have been telling you using different things that the way you are taking is wrong, but you are not listening, and God will allow the storm so that you will be forced to change your course. If you are going through a storm today, you need to discern whether or not it is a storm of life that just happens to everyone, or a storm of life caused by disobedience. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to the message in the storm. Don't say that God has left you or God doesn't care about you. Open your eyes and look at the message for you. The third way that God speaks to you is through exhortations from people. I want to ask you firstly, why do you go to church? Why do you listen to sermons? Why do you watch different videos speaking about God? Do you just go to church because it is Sunday, or do you just go to feel a sense of community? Why do you do all these things? The message you listen to, the videos you watch, God can speak to you through them. God can use people to speak to you. God may allow some people to give you some godly advice, and that will be what God wants you to listen to. Your local pastor is a wonderful gift from God. I remember my local pastor when I was newly born again. Sometimes he would preach. He would preach about particular sins I was struggling with in my life that no one knew about. And I used to be so offended, and I would feel as if he was personally attacking me. Until I realized, no, it was God leading him, and directing him to preach about these topics, and thus God was speaking to me. There are times when the pastor will mount the altar, and all they will speak will be about your life. There are times when you will stumble on a video, and everything said in it will be about your life. Do you think that all of these things are a coincidence? No, my friend, it is not a coincidence. Do you think that it happened by chance? No, my friend, it is not chance. The longer I walk with God, the less I believe in coincidence or chance. Don't be offended when you hear sermons that seem to be talking about you, but rather take as God speaking to you and change your ways. Humble yourself. It's better to be a humble person in heaven than a proud person in hell. That was God trying to speak to you. That was God using people to speak to you. God still uses people to speak to his children. If you want to know that it is God speaking to you, everything they say will be in line with the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is always the standard. What I know is that God has always been talking to you, but you have not been listening. This is the time for you to listen to God. Allow him to talk and be the sheep that listens to the shepherd.